Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Houser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Houser moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos takes first base on ball four. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Conigliaro moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorhead hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressude hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Bressude reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Bressude scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Yastrzemski scores. Malzone moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew strikes out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 2 in the game. Moorhead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to third. Brown moves to second. 1 out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing second base. Tom Kelly now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly juggles the ball. That's an error on Kelly. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Schilling moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplau pinch hits for Tom Kelly. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alves hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Bressude reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.